Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Ahoy, me mateys. This is Penn Jillette on a international International Pirate Day.
Aye,
matey. I got one hand over my eye. I'm holding a pen like a hook. I'm trying to do my best as a pirate. It's International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and it doesn't play into my skill set at all. We haven't really discovered on the show my precise skill set, but my skill set really does not include doing voices or accents. But ahoy, me mateys, in just showing them my heart's in the right place. We got about, I don't want to exaggerate at all, but about 117,000 emails telling us that today was Talk Like a Pirate Tuesday, and we should really show some respect. Aye, respect for that, my mateys. Walk the gang. I'm terrible. There's no skill whatsoever. Give it a try.
Yosemite Sam. This is Talking Like a Pirate. There, that'll help you. Think Yosemite Sam.
Oh, yeah. Boston Rabbit. No,
come on, you mateys.
Skill. You go ahead.
They're doing a fine job, sir.
No, you sound just like bad Irish.
That's right. That's what they're pirates to me, those bad Irish.
866-570-PEN-7366. Is there someone out there that's good at talking like a pirate? I mean, I know that today is
Captain
the day
Jack.
To all act like. Well, you know, he just talks like Keith Richards.
Well,
right? Yeah. I can't do a Keith Richards impersonation. Is that what he does? Does he do that kind of Keith Richards kind of thing? I'm just going to try Keith Richards.
I'm so glad you stopped. It's almost the end of the show for me.
Someone must be able to talk like a pirate properly. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. If you can tell us how to talk like a pirate on this, 866-570-PEN, 7366, and this International Talk Like a Pirate Day. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. So Talk Like a Pirate Day is, what is it? It's the 19th. It's September 19th every year.
Every year.
So it falls on a Tuesday. Tuesday? Wait a minute. Army mateys, it's a Monkey Tuesday.
Me Monkey Tuesday.
Har, har, har. Har, har, har. Har, har, har. So there we got it. There you have it.
Of course, you realize the next Monkey Tuesday and Pirate Day is 2017.
2017. So that's only 11 years, right?
Yeah.
11 years to wait for another.
We can practice between now and then.
We should be able to get in. You know, we're practicing, guys. I just have no skill. You know, and I'm the most dangerous thing is when I'm around Billy West. Billy West is, I think, the greatest voice guy. Maybe Tom Kenny, too, but who does SpongeBob. But Billy West's been a friend of mine for years, and he can do anyone's voice. He can do an impersonation of me, anybody. He does it great. He used to call me up at like, you know, 8 in the morning when I was in New York and go, I can't do it. But he'd go, hey, Penn, it's Stern. You're on the air. And he would convince me that it was Howard Stern calling me, surprisingly. And Stern had done that to me, you know, called me, like, woke me up. He had my line, woke me up and put me right on the air. So Billy would do it to me and hear me go, yeah, oh, hi, Howard, how you doing? And then he would just go, you know, well, he would never say anything that wasn't obscene after that. But that was it. He would just, and his Stern was not like my Stern. My Stern is just, who's in the news, Robin? What's in the news? I even got the question wrong.
The one little bit.
Talk like a pirate. Talk like Stern. I can't do either. Now, we got President Mike calling up again. You know, President Mike called like 3 times. We were gone. He calls all the time. Let's talk to President Mike. Let's see. Can you talk like a pirate, Mike? Well, why aren't you? Why aren't you talking like a pirate?
That was it.
That's all. You got to say more. Yours sounds like bad Irish too. I wonder how Bush does talking like. I wonder if that's an important thing for. Well, give us like the Gettysburg Address talking like a pirate. Yeah, you should. Before you're president, you should know the whole thing. What have you memorized? Do the First Amendment as the president. As a pirate, I'm sorry.
As a president.
Congress shall make no law. Yeah, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. Yeah, you're not good at that. Someone else must be better at talking like a pirate. If you can talk, I know it does, but you're just, you know, I've tried. Our relationship has grown over the past few months that I feel I can be honest with you. I don't have to be just formal. I'm just telling you, you have many skills, and I appreciate your heart and your gumption and the fact maybe you're going to be my president. But you know, in that one little skill, you know, I'm 6 foot six and knocking on three bills. I'm not going to be a jockey, and I just think that you may be president, but maybe you're not going to talk like a pirate. So thanks a lot for calling, Mike, but goodbye.
Yeah, we're having trouble hearing the callers, apparently.
You are?
Not me. Not me, apparently.
Oh, you couldn't hear it? Well, that's fortunate. I mean, that would be under the category of sometimes God is kind. You know, sometimes God is very kind. He chose, because, you know, a lot of people that listen to the show regularly know that President Mike calls up pretty often.
Yeah.
And he always has something insightful and kind of fun and charming to say. Today wasn't one of those days. Today, President Mike sucked. So I think for his campaign, today would be the best not to hear. We have everybody named Michael called today. It's Michael calling today.
I think that'd be a good idea. We should have an all Mike
all
day.
One day? Yeah, we should do that. We should do that. As long as it's not Dave. You know, I don't like the name Dave. Let's talk to another Michael. How you doing, Michael?
I'm in Eddie Penn.
All right. I just want to say, can you hear him, Jack? Yo, Jack, talk to me, man. Somebody
Jack,
talking
Jack
to him.
Running around the
can
other
you
room.
Hear him?
I can hear everybody fine.
No, you. I know, Michael, you can. I'm asking if they can hear it out on the air. Can you hear the phone call?
Yes. Yes, they can hear
okay,
it.
You know. Okay, tell us your story there, Michael.
All right. Well, this weekend was my birthday of all things, and me and my friends went to Six Flags in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Why aren't they a goddamn sponsor of this show? Has there ever been a Monkey Tuesday that we haven't mentioned Six Flags in New Jersey? I mean, we mention it all the goddamn time. Jack, get us a check. Get someone at Six, or at least free popcorn or something.
I wish I were their attorney. They have a monkey accident daily, apparently.
They must. They must. But go ahead. Tell us the monkey story you have.
All right. So we get there, and I feel that I'm all right. My car doesn't have a Landau roof or anything dangerous, and we're okay. And we get there, and as we're driving, of course, we get hit traffic, and my friend in the back seat, she tells me she's not feeling well.
Uh-huh.
Bad coffee, bad milk, maybe bad Spanish food the night before.
Wait a minute. Bad coffee? Whoever gets sick from coffee?
I think she put milk in it that was sour.
Oh, sour milk? Okay, good.
So,
I always like to know, you know, this show, you have to understand something, Michael. I don't know how much you listen to this show, but in this show,
time.
We don't ever go straight toward the thing. If there's a medical comment made, we have to explore the medical thing. Michael Goodeau should be typing right now how sick you can get from sour milk, because I'm going to have a lot of questions about that later. So
I'm working on why we don't have them as a sponsor. According to Rudy, we don't have them as a sponsor because you only need a Coke can to get in.
Oh, man.
Okay, but find out about getting sick from sour milk, would you?
I'm on it.
Okay.
That's fine. So we get there, pull in, I start driving. Of course, I'm
Where
weary.
Was the Spanish food? Where did you have the Spanish food? Where did she have
I believe this place is called the Green Cactus. It's in New York. It's probably, there's a chain of them.
And there's bad, maybe she got some bad, is it Spanish food or Mexican food? Cactus sounds
good. It's Mexican food. I apologize.
It's okay. I just want to make sure all your facts are straight so that when we get on the witness stand, we can really tell this story properly. So is this your girlfriend?
No, this is my friend's girlfriend. Him and his girlfriend were in the back seat. Me and my girlfriend were in the front.
Okay. Did you eat the same place the night before, all four of you?
No, we didn't. No, we did not. I was feeling fine.
So it's not sort of some sort of double dating, wife swapping, Trini Lopez records in the cellar, change the car keys around, right?
Maybe next time.
Okay. So we're going through, all of us are going through, and one woman in the back seat's a little bit nauseated
from
perhaps sour milk and coffee, perhaps green cactus food the night before. We don't know. Green cactus, don't get mad at us. You probably serve great food. It's probably psychosomatic. This bitch complains about everything. Everything she complains about. You could probably upset her stomach with old Regis Philbin reruns, you know? This is a very delicate flower of a woman. So green cactus, you're probably wonderful. We also love We just love Six Flags. We love everybody. We're not trash anybody. But maybe a lousy tamale is rolling around in her cute little belly. Is her belly button pierced?
Probably was at one point.
Okay. I want to picture her stomach that's getting upset. So she's nauseated going through the animal drive. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And we rolled down the window, which I think they advise against, but we do it.
They advise against because there's wild animals that'll rip your ass off. That's why they advise against it. But here on the Penn Jillette Show with Michael Godeau, we advise very strongly rolling down your windows at the Six Flags over New Jersey because we get better stories. So now we're rolling down the window. So she's not just nauseated. She's like seriously on the edge of upjucking, right? Calling Ralph on the porcelain phone. Okay, go ahead.
She's doing the whole moaning and you see the little bit of spit. She's starting, but we're driving and of course we get to the...
Was that supposed to be sexy?
No, not particularly.
Okay, to me it was. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we get to the parts of the monkeys. I mean, it is Monkey Tuesday.
Hey! What did he just say?
There we go.
Patrick's on vacation.
And,
I'm surrounded by incompetence. Get Patrick on the phone now. Tell him to cut his vacation short. Okay, go ahead.
So they actually start coming to the car. I don't know if it's because we had food. We had Doritos and various chips. They're coming towards the car. And she's leaning out like a good foot and a half out the rear passenger side window.
Yeah.
And the monkey starts coming by while she's
What happened? Did you do that? Jack, did you do that?
Yes, Jack did. He's laying down on his floor in there.
Michael better call back.
He'd better call
Michael
back.
Michael had better call back. Man, that was a good story. He had this really sexy bucket of sex in the back seat. She's a little bit nauseated from maybe Queen Jack's food. Did you find out about sour milk?
A little food poisoning is a possibility. Salmonella is another possibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you read a little more about it?
Well, I have a lot of uses for sour milk, but here, sure.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about
back
it.
To it.
I want to know about sour
you
milk.
Know about?
We're waiting for Michael to call. He better call. It's your ass, man. We all remember where it was. We all remember exactly where he was. They're in the, for those of you who don't remember, what do you got?
Like salmonella, listeria, campylobacter, and E. coli are all possible food poisoning.
From sour germs. Milk.
From sour milk, yeah. Okay. And the big threat is dehydration.
I don't have line two here. Why are you pointing to line two? What are you doing?
Jack is going wild.
Now, Jack is swearing like crazy. You know what we're going to do? We're going to leave this as a cliffhanger, okay? And act this as a commercial and go to another caller, unless you have him now. Jack, do you have him right in a second? On line four. Okay, I don't want to screw this up. Are you back there, Michael?
Yes, I'm
okay.
back.
She's leaning out the window with her sexy little pierced belly that's all nauseated from perhaps the sour milk, perhaps green cactus. A monkey is coming up to get the Doritos, which for some reason you didn't question on the nausea at all. She's leaning out there. How long is her hair?
I guess it's just below shoulder length.
Yeah. What color?
Blonde.
What? Blonde. Go. This is so good. This is better than I thought. Now continue your story, please.
If you must know, she's 120 pounds and about 5'6". We'll put it at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You have a cup size?
Girl.
Very attractive?
I'd say a small C.
Small C. That's cool. She got everything going for her. We're very happy. This is the girl we'd pay cash money to watch vomit, right? Okay, good.
I believe so.
If we could make her vomit. Go ahead.
She proceeds to begin to vomit, and the monkey, one of the little monkeys, I guess it's a baby monkey, seems inquisitive and comes over. And at this point, they're virtually at a stop. And as it's looking at, I guess it smells the food, she proceeds to further throw up and all over the monkey. And then the thing screamed and hollered. And the other monkeys looked like they were angry, and then we proceeded to start driving. let me say that as we left, I didn't want to look any of the employees in the face. They knew what we did.
There's the car. There's the car with a hot blonde chick that puked on our monkey. Boy, you know, the phrase puking on my monkey is a phrase that you can't say on radio in any other context. Did you know that? You can't use the phrase she puked on my monkey unless you have an ID from Great Adventure in New Jersey. And unless you own monkeys, you cannot say, you see that blonde chick over there? That blonde chick, she puked on my monkey. You're not allowed to say that. Now, what I want to know, Godeau, and we'll ask Rob about this, our friend at Google. Is there a page in all of the web that features a picture of attractive women puking on monkeys. Is that somebody's thing? Is there some way that I can pay $2.95 a week and get pictures of that?
And you can send me $2.99 a week. I'll send you the pictures.
You'll send me pictures of would she pose for this? Is her name unusual at all?
No, her name is Shauna.
Okay, so we could have pictures of Shauna puking on a monkey. Stay with us. We're not going to hang up on you. Stay with us, Michael. Hung up on you once, but that was Happy Jack. That wasn't me. I've just done a search. Monkey, did you just – I see Summer Monkey. Oh, boy. Monkey puking on a monkey. There isn't much. I'm going to images of puking on a monkey in Google. And Google's thinking longer than usual. You know, it took 0.71 seconds. Puking my brains out. My God is puking below, and you've got something. You have created something that nobody has a kink for. There is nobody on the web who is trying to sell pictures of attractive C-cup blonde women named Shauna, sick from green cactus, puking on a monkey in New Jersey. You cannot find that. There is no picture of that. If you had gotten a picture, you'd be wealthy beyond your. You'd be like the Girls Gone Wild of monkey puking. You'd be.
Girls gone bad, or
coffee cream gone bad. Well, it was really funny. And did Sean enjoy the experience?
I would say not.
No, she didn't. There was the puking over after that, because sometimes you get like one puke and you're done.
No, there was puking throughout the day.
Oh dear, and you stayed with her?
Well, we were all together as a group. She would sit down. Make noises, spit up, and maybe have a little more soda, and we'd continue on. But definitely, I enjoyed myself more than ever.
And I can tell that's the proof that you're a regular listener. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful call. Thank you so much. I just love that call. Love that call.
Where are you going?
I'm trying to see the number. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this Patrick?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Penn. I'm sorry. Good morning, Penn.
Patrick, here it is a cluster freak. It's just.
Really?
I got to tell you, I said Monkey Tuesday, and I got to say it was 4 seconds before we got it, and I had to be yelling at him. It's horrible. It's in shambles. What are you doing?
I'm listening to Monkey Tuesday.
That's nice. It feels good to be able to do it, doesn't it?
Well, that's the first time I ever got the music, so I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, pretty good.
And now I understand Jack's been screwing up some calls also.
Yeah, Jack's been screwing. Everybody's dropping the ball. Godot and I are dead on, but the other room is just, as I said, a cluster freak. And I mean freak in the sense that it's used in Mind Freak by our good friend Chris Angel. Everything going well on the vacation, Patrick?
Yes, I wish it was going to be longer, but now I realize that I'm needed back at work. Very importantly that I get back. I'll be back on Thursday.
You're needed desperately. And we're going to break, so thanks a lot, Patrick. We'll see you on Thursday.
You.
See you on Thursday. Bye. We're going to be back after this. You can talk like a pirate or have a monkey story. 866-570-PAM. That's 7366. And the guy's on the phone to tell us how to talk like a pirate. We'll get to him later. And we'll also talk Buffalo, 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 Buffalo. Ah, Jesus Christ, rubber crush. Jesus Christ, puking on a monkey. Oh, is that a great expression? That is my new exclamation. Yeah. I tried to use the other word, the Catholic term for exclamation, and they bleeped me last time, so I won't use that that word. But it's my Jesus Christ puking on a monkey. Look at the size of her.
When we started the show, you were working on cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. That's what I was going to say. Instead of Jesus Christ, saying cheese and rice, but I didn't. Now, I got to tell you, Happy Jack, who's our producer, our boss, he screens the phone calls. And so when you call the station, before you get on the air, you talk to Happy Jack. Everybody knows that. It's standard operating procedure. The producer talks first, and then he puts it up here. So during the break, he's taking calls. Now, I have really expensive doors I mean, these doors on the studio are more expensive than hiring Ray Manzarek for like a year, okay? I mean, these are they're like 5 inches thick, and they're really heavy, and they're because we want to be able to do the show here with anything happening outside. Through that door, we heard Happy Jack screaming about this call. We had to open the door to find out what. So let's take the call that made Happy Jack scream. It's Allie. How you doing, Allie?
Hi, honey.
Well, that's why he's screaming. Was there any? Did you talk about anything besides what you're wearing?
No, he said in about six words, tell him what my monkey story was, and I said, "How about?"
Wow! We have hit pay dirt. I feel like Madame Curie glowing in her lab. We have found something so huge. Say that word. He said six words?
Yeah.
And you hit it in six words?
Yeah.
I believe these are the most. I mean, you can talk about Jesus wept being the shortest, most important sentence in the Bible, but I think for Monkey Tuesday on the Penn Jillette Show, God damn, that's great. Testify, Allie. Testify. Hey, monkey. No, you know, I'm going to get another tattoo. I'm going to get a tattoo on my ass. It says a monkey bit off. Pops, they're so much like us. I tell you, we should have our whole quotation page. But go, Allie. First of all, tell us what you're wearing.
What I'm wearing?
Sure.
Just jeans and a sweater.
Okay, I'll go on with the story. We want to picture everything about you, Allie, as we hear this story.
We were at a petting zoo.
God's really the sweater. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we were at a petting zoo.
How long ago is this?
This was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay. And who's we?
My husband and I.
Okay.
We were at a petting zoo because, they're little critters, and I have to play with and pet with the little critters.
Of course you do.
And they had spider monkeys.
Uh-huh.
And I had a spider monkey when I was little, so I love spider monkeys.
Sure you do.
And they had baby spider monkeys, and I had a very low-cut shirt on, and I'm a very large 44D.
Jesus Christ. I'm a very large 44D. Another great six words. I'm a very large 44D. A monkey bit off my nipple. Oh, this is so good. So wearing a low-cut top, so you're featuring. You're making like a deli platter.
Well, yeah, you know, if you got it, use it.
New York has just said that they are that bit off that phrase, the phrase we love so much. Okay, it's too graphic and they're not going to use it. So we have to find a way to say, okay, 44D, we're okay with, with Allie.
Nibbled off.
No, you can't. I think nipple is the problem. Probably areola is too. But anyway, we'll figure this out. What it is. So you're wearing a low cut top. You're making like a deli platter. You're featuring the talent, right?
Right.
So it's like 44D. You're talking about like really two Wolverines bouncing around in a sack.
Well, there ain't too much bounce to them because I'm a firm 44D.
Okay, good. I'm talking. No offense was meant. I meant very firm Wolverines. Very firm bodybuilder Wolverines is what I meant. Okay, so you're holding this spider monkey.
Well, they had babies.
Mm-hmm.
So I took off my earrings and I put my hair in a ponytail because I've had monkeys and I know that, you know. And I'm holding the cutest little tiny baby spider monkey. He was just so cute.
Uh-huh.
And he sort of settled his bottom while I was holding him in between my boobs.
Well, why wouldn't he? It's exactly what I'd do if I met you. If I met you within really 20 seconds, I would be settling my bottom between your boobs. Go ahead.
So I was feeding him through a baby bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby
so they're giving you a great deal of latitude. The petting zoo people have given you they've given you a baby bottle. Presumably you didn't bring that with you, did you?
Oh, no, they do this.
Okay, part of the gig. Okay, go ahead.
Right. And the baby bottle went dry, so I turned to hand the baby bottle to my husband, and when I did, the rest of the monkey went in my bra and decided he was going to keep feeding.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
And when I started laughing, it said, ow, you know, and told the lady at the zoo, he's like, you know, thinking that this is a spigot here. And she said, oh, no, all you have to do is just tap him on the head with your fingertip and he'll let go. So I
wait a minute. She has, they have procedures for this at the petting zoo. This has happened before. That's what that tells you. This is all we care about that, is that this is, she goes, oh, when that happens, when the spider monkey latches on and tries to breastfeed from a patron to our organization, we just tell the pet. There is a memo that says, you know, dear cast members, because they're not employees, they're cast members. Dear cast members, dear Starbucks workers, if you happen to give a busty, hot woman a bottle to feed a baby spider monkey, and the monkey lodges in between her 44 D's and is getting there comfortable, and she turns to tell somebody that the bottle is empty, and the monkey happens to latch onto the next nearest place he feels he could feed, please, all cast members note, tap the monkey on the head. Good. Okay, go ahead. I want that memo. If that memo is on eBay, I'm bidding. My opening bid, by the way, is $75 for that memo, any copy of that memo. That's my opening bid, and I'll go higher. Go ahead.
So I tapped the monkey. Well, spider monkeys. Excuse me.
Did you swallow a spider monkey?
No.
I thought you ate them at the end of this. Go ahead.
No, spider monkeys have very sharp teeth like puppies. You know, puppies have those little needle teeth.
I don't know, but I can believe it. Little needle teeth. Okay. Needle Teeth was Michael Goudreau's nickname in high school.
That's right. When I worked at the heavy petting zoo.
Never mind. No, they have little needle teeth, and I'm tapping him on the head lightly, and he wouldn't let go.
Now, at this point, he's latched onto you, but not in a way that that is causing a great deal of pain. It's just more like, oh, there's a monkey attached to my breast.
No, he's got little needle teeth. There was some pain involved.
Okay, so it's already hurting. So now we're right into serious SM scene right here, right? I mean, this is really, you are getting pierced against your will by a monkey.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Allie. Wait a second, Allie. I just want to say one thing. I want to just tell you from that as much as we're laughing about this, it's really hot. Go ahead. It's really, really a sexy story. To me. Go ahead.
So I looked at the lady.
Except
and
for
I
the
said,
monkey
okay,
part.
I'm tapping his head, and he's not letting go, and it's really starting to hurt.
Okay, now we're further down the memo with the cast member. If tapping on the head doesn't work, and the patron, or whatever they call them in these places, you know, audience member, says it's still starting to hurt, then what do you do? What does the cast member do then?
She says, it's not a problem. Hang on. I'll get him. And she walks over.
Now,
wait a minute. I was it gets better. Meanwhile, my husband is
wait
behind
a minute.
Me.
Shut up. Did
sorry?
You just say it gets better?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if I can stand it. Go ahead. So you
my
say
husband,
it's not helping. She walks around. She says, I'll handle it. Meaning,
right.
Of course, the monkey. Okay.
Right. And while this is all going on, my husband gets the bright idea that the monkey is stuck because he's inside my bra.
Uh-huh.
So he goes around behind me and unlatches my bra.
Oh, yeah! The greatest man who ever lived. The greatest.
He really is.
And unlatching that bra, it's like four different things. Can you do it with one hand? Is he one of those one hand?
Like six.
Okay, there's six.
There's six hooks.
Can you do one hand?
Oh, yeah, he can do one hand.
Sure, that's all I want to know. So this
he
guy
can do
it is.
With his teeth,
this,
too.
This guy's my idol. What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said he can do it with his teeth, too.
Oh, good. But he doesn't do it with his teeth there at the petting zoo. He just hits it with one hand, and there's a sound, I imagine, kind of a whew, kind of a gentle sound of the monkey,
twang.
Of the monkey lowering, like twang, as the monkey lowers himself. Okay, so your husband, who is my idol. He's my idol. I worship him. I want a worship page. I want a shrine page on the web about him. He undoes your bra because he thinks the monkey's stuck. Go ahead.
Well, he figures it'll help her get the monkey out of my shirt.
Sure.
And as he undid the bra is when she grabbed a hold of the monkey, and that's exactly what happened. He was stuck in my bra, and he kind of slipped down. And when he did, it scared him, and he bit.
The emotions that are rushing over me now, Allie, you can't imagine. Every part of my body now is doing a different thing. Was there, did you go to the emergency room?
Oh, yeah.
Keep going with the story. I won't jump in.
Did you pack it on ice?
Wait a second. You know what we got to do, Allie? What are we going to do? We have to actually pause for a commercial break and come back. I believe me, No one will stop listening. We'll be back with Allie's story of the monkey in her bra right after this. The last few monkey sounds that Penn Jillette was doing there were monkey sounds simulating a monkey with its mouth full. We have heard from New York City, who have a delay on our phone here, on our radio show, that they have been hitting the button on the phrase that made me laugh so much. So I'm going to bring Allie back on for the end of her story. And just to catch you up, if things got dumped and you didn't hear some of it, she has a baby spider monkey in her bra. It has been she has been feeding it at a heavy petting zoo, and the bottle ran out. The monkey was lodged between her ample breasts. She's 44 double D, and the monkey, as she turned to get more milk in the bottle, the monkey found what he thought was another source of nourishment. He clasped on to this source of nourishment with his little needly monkey baby teeth. And her husband thought that, who's my hero, incidentally, thought that maybe the monkey was trapped in the bra as she was yelling. So he, with one hand, another juggler, undid the six clasps that held her bra together. There was a sprawling. The monkey fell. The woman from the heavy petting zoo has grabbed the monkey, and that's where we left off, and now I'm bringing Allie back on the phone. Did I recap it okay, Allie?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So we're now on this cliffhanger, and we also found out that they somehow this heavy petting zoo does have a protocol for what happens. Also, you know, even though we looked on the web and could not find any image or discussion of a woman puking on a monkey, Goudeau, the amazing Michael Goudeau, was able to find a photo of a Indian woman breastfeeding a monkey. So you actually have some prior work done. If you're trying to get a patent on this story, there'd be a woman in India that you'd be negotiating with. Go on. But we're now all caught up, and we're all hanging on your every word like a monkey on your breast.
Well, as soon as the little monkey bit me, of course I screamed, which scared it even more.
Yeah.
And we had immediately, my husband said, we're getting in the car, we're going to the emergency room, you know.
Of course.
And we had to take the monkey with us.
Oh, no! You did not! Shut up! Shut up! Shut your goddamn mouth! You did not take the monkey with you to the emergency room! If you did, this is the greatest moment of my life! Did you really?
Yes.
Give me your word!
I swear to God, we
were... No! As Batman says, don't swear to God. Swear to me. Swear to me. You brought the monkey with you.
I swear to Penn.
Oh, yeah! Keep talking.
The lady from the petting zoo also had to come with because they had to make sure the monkey didn't have rabies.
Of course, sure.
So, because I'm not taking shots I don't have to take.
Sure, and what's the woman's state of mind here?
She didn't know what to do.
is there, just so I know if there's any of my brothers or sisters around, is anyone laughing at this point? Anyone that you can hear?
No, but there were a lot of women going, oh, my God, and just, like, screaming.
Right, but if I had been there would be some raucous laughter as well. But the monkey, just to get this straight, the monkey is still fully attached. Is that correct?
No, but when he bit... Mm-hmm. How do I put this? New York doesn't dump you. He didn't spit it out.
He didn't spit it out. So he has a little pencil eraser in his mouth. Is that right?
Exactly.
And
he's got a kind of big chunk of a pencil eraser in his mouth.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So
we get to the.
Are you just saying bigger than a pencil eraser?
Well, he bit bigger than that.
Okay, okay.
I mean, he bit the pencil eraser and sort of the piece around it.
Oh, I see. It's not the attachment. The ruts. He's down to the ruts.
I'm trying to PG this.
You sure are. You sure? You're doing a fine job, Allie.
So we get to the emergency room.
See, this is why I should have gone to med school. This is why I was a fool to go into show business. Because if I'd gone to med school, my chance would be better of being the doctor you go to. And the triage. What's the triage on you? Do you go to the top?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a lot of blood involved. And I'm kind of like hanging on to myself because, you know, pressure is supposed to stop the bleeding.
I'll bet. And there's also five other men offering to help. Someone's screaming, let me suck out the poison. Let me suck out the poison. Go ahead.
My husband runs up to the first nurse he can see and says, we have the monkey, we have my wife, but he bit off.
Yeah. He bit off more than he could choose. Yeah.
Choose?
Chew.
And the nurse turned around and said, what?
Yeah.
So he tells her again, and she's like, oh, my God, where is she? So they did, you know, everything that they needed to do, and they tested the monkey, and he was fine. He was a very healthy little baby monkey.
God, I'm so glad you're concerned about him.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't really the baby's fault. But there was a baby. He don't know.
You sound like Roy. A tiger tore his head off.
Yes.
It's the tiger's fault. A monkey bit part of your breast off. It's the monkey's fault. That's all.
He knew your children would be lactose intolerant. He was trying to save them in the future.
Now, there is a piece of flesh, a piece of you, a piece of Allie. The monkey has separated from your body completely. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And where is that piece of flesh? In the monkey's mouth?
Yeah, well, they had to pry his little mouth open, and he, thank God he hadn't swallowed it, I guess.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But they had to pry his little mouth open, and it was kind of like stuck to the roof of his mouth.
Yeah, that was why you had the nickname peanut butter breasts in high school, right? Because they stuck to the roof of your mouth. Is that how you got that cruel nickname? Go on.
They cleaned it all out, and they sewed everything back up and said, okay, you can't wear a bra for a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. So, but that had nothing to do with the accident. They just thought you were so attractive, you probably shouldn't wear a bra for a couple of weeks, right? Because if it came to me, I would say two things, ma'am. You've got to not wear a bra for 3 weeks and keep your house really, really cold.
No. That would have pulled the stitches.
Oh, of course. Well, so you had stitches from the monkey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want you to know that I am now touching my chest. I'm now holding it. And it's not in this horrible empathetic worry. It's in pure and utter joy.
Okay, but you're really going to love this then.
It gets better.
We had to drive the woman and the monkey back to the petting zoo because my husband put her in the car with us.
Sure.
We get back to the petting zoo, and the director guy of the petting zoo, who, thank God, my husband didn't kill, the guy that's the director of the petting zoo tells my husband that they are now going to have to do a complete physiological workup on this baby monkey to make sure that I have not poisoned it through anything from my body, and it's going to cost us $1,000.
Oh! No, he didn't.
There is no way to PG what my husband said to this
man. Of course not. But the funny thing is, maybe we're all telepathic because we know word for word what he said. Absolutely word for word what he said.
And at about 150 decibels.
Yeah, sure. Oh, man. And, of course, they just dropped it. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
They just bill us.
So this is 5 or 6 years ago, so they didn't use glue or staples. They used actual stitches, right?
Actual stitches.
And is everything fine and, shall we say, functional now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And why was this not international news? How come we got the scoop on this? Sometimes when you get really, really lucky, like sometimes when everything's going your way, you push a little bit more to just see if you got that lucky today. Are there any pictures, Allie?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I'm not going to be disappointed because I got everything a boy could possibly want this show. So I'm not going to show disappointment. But I just want to say if our purpose here on Earth is to bring joy to others, I wouldn't be surprised if next year Stockholm gave you a little call and you got the Nobel Peace Prize for this story. And the actual lasting effects were everything's fully functional and you're very happy and breasts are all back to normal, right?
Oh, yeah.
And have you been to a petting zoo since then?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Have you bottle fed a monkey?
I have, as a matter of fact.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You want it to happen again, don't you?
No, it was not the monkey's fault. I really don't, because it was really painful.
Now, if you happen to bump into me, like you come to see our show in Vegas or something, and all of a sudden I do the same thing the monkey did, are you and your husband going to say, it wasn't Penn's fault? It wasn't his fault. Of course he nestled in there. Of course he latched on. Of course he was hoping you'd undo the bra. Of course. It wasn't his fault. Would you say that?
We were just in Vegas and could not get tickets to your show.
Oh, well, you told this story.
We were just in Vegas for the eBay convention.
You work on eBay?
No, but we were in Vegas for the convention.
So you sell a lot of stuff on eBay, like that bloody bra or something. Well, next time, you know, penradio at gmail.com, next time you come to Vegas, you get in touch with Michael Goudeau, and you and your husband and the monkey are my guest, are my guests at the show. And thank you so much, Allie. You made my life worth living today. Thank you so much, Allie.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just need a second.
It was Allie Tuesday.
There's a, let me just have a sip of tea. You don't have a cigarette, do you, Michael? That was the greatest, there you go. There's the greatest story ever told. I got to say, Pops, there's so much like us, has never been more true than this particular day. Well, that was just terrific. I just kind of feel like we just need a moment to just kind of decompress. No more calls, right? We're not going to take any more calls. We can't take a call to follow that at all. But, you know, what was it, 1948 we first started doing Monkey Tuesday?
Yes.
Right about when Talk of the Town hit. I think that we were waiting for a moment like this. If we were going to stop the show, if we're going to stop doing Monkey Tuesdays, this would be a fine show to end with. Maybe people could write us in. Maybe it's time to just finish on a high note. We started on a high note, finish on a high note. I don't know. So whether next week is Monkey Tuesday or not, I have to deliberate. This is too great. Also, write into penradio@gmail.com for those of you who listen on the radio and tell us how much was cut, because I hope it wasn't too much, because that was a fabulous story. But I think we worked around it enough at the end. What was that for? Oh, at the end of the show. I didn't even say, it flew by. Thank you, Allie. I love you. I love your husband. I love the monkey. You're all beautiful. We had a whopping good time. See you tomorrow.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.